T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kareem! Nixon! Jamal! Rambus! And there's Magic!
Everybody take it to the...
Yeah, it's still as cheesy today as it was back then.
Stop that, Ricky!
It's today, it's from the jukebox of cheese. He went back with that one. Hey, if you're going to get, Kurt Rambis and his glasses that he taped up, this is just awful.
This is the best song ever.
The Lakers are in town tonight. I dare everybody to play this when the Lakers come for tonight.
These Lakers don't even know this song.
They wouldn't even know Dancing Barry.
No, they wouldn't know Dancing Barry. Lakers coming to State Farm Arena tonight. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. With the Lakers coming to State Farm Arena tonight, who do you consider to be the greatest Laker of all time? And Arthur puts this on here. Before you lose it, we know we don't have room for more names, so if you want to tweet names like Jerry West or Shaq, send them on over. Jerry West probably, I don't know how you even do a list like this. I mean, the list is Wilt, Kareem, Magic, Kobe, Jerry West. I mean,
Kobe did it.
Kobe did it. I don't know who the greatest Laker of all time is. I think, Hugh, when you talk about it, it's pretty easy to say, well, it's Magic Johnson. I mean.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, because we're all prisoners of our moment.
Mm-hmm.
And my moment was Magic Johnson and the Lakers, Showtime Lakers. And to see a big point guard out there doing at his size what he was doing back then. You see, for me, you don't appreciate what Magic's done, was able to do, until you see the point guards of this era. And then you look at him, and then you look at the film, you're like, damn, Magic's a big dude out there running point. Like, the big dude to be out there running point. Like, to me, that was the biggest thing. And getting everybody involved, like dishing. Like, he was that dude. So, yeah.
Yeah, Irvin was that dude. I mean, Magic was just such a spectacular player on every level. And, again, this will show you how, when you're talking about Jerry West, Shaquille O'Neal, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and that doesn't touch all the other great players, James Worthy or Happy Harrison, who I was kind of like giving a little bit of the business to, who was a great player, Gail Goodrich. I mean, they had so many great players over the course of time that it's an impossibility to pick, an all-time
Lakers
team.
Like, there are certain players there in any sport that you know them not by their real name. Like, I think more people know Magic as Magic than they know him as Irvin. I think Magic got so much pull in L.A. that he could sign his checks Magic Johnson, and they would steal cash because they were like, it's Magic. You know what I mean? It's Magic. It's Magic. Like, I don't think Kobe can sign his checks Black Mamba, but Magic can sign his checks Magic Johnson, and still they will steal cash.
That's a great point. And the funny thing about Magic is that, to me, the greatest game he ever played, he played center. Game 7 of the NBA Finals, the Lakers got all banged up. They were forced to put Magic in the 5 position in center. I think he had 40 points and like 15 rebounds.
In his rookie season.
Yeah. They played him at center. Not at point guard, at center.
That's why, like I know that we're all like for most kids growing up, like my son, LeBron James is the GOAT. I get that. And that's fine because that's the era that he grew up in. But, man, it's like anybody can pick anybody from whatever respect – from their respective eras and pick them to be the greatest. But for me, I think Magic was, because I just remember Magic coming down the court and throwing those no-look passes. You know what I'm saying? And just getting everybody involved. And then wasn't afraid to get into a tete-a-tete.
Mm-hmm.
with Larry Bird. Wasn't afraid to choke somebody out. Like, right. They were about that life.
Well, somebody was asking me the other day, this is, set aside the greatest of all time. It's game seven of the NBA Finals. There's 4 seconds to go. You have the ball. You're down by two, and you've got to have a three-pointer to win the game, okay? Who do you want taking the shot in the history of the NBA? And to me, the answer, of course, is simple. It's Jordan. I mean, that's who you want taking the shot.
The three-pointer?
Yeah. Oh, you want to make a shot, you know?
Oh, a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, not a three-pointer.
Okay, maybe, but...
Well, I know, I'm playing semantics, but like, it's important to know what the shot is.
Whether forget whether it's a two or a three. It's outside the lane, and you got to make a shot, all right, to win it. Who do you want to have take that, okay? It's sort of like, you know, if you want to have somebody take a putt to win the Ryder Cup on the 18th hole, a 15-footer, who do you want to have take that putt? And the answer, of course, is Tiger. Because there's no other answer, because he's the greatest putter in the history of the game. And Jordan was the most clutch player in the history of the game. But aside from Jordan, my second choice would probably be Larry Bird. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that Magic wasn't the greatest player of all time, because we don't know. It's impossible to tell. Oscar Robertson was Magic before Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a prisoner of the moment of the generation of 35 to 45, you don't remember Oscar Robertson. But Oscar Robertson was Magic before Magic.
Yeah, and that's the thing, John. Everybody remembers who they remember, because it was a special moment where they felt that person transcended the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I say it again, anytime you can go, like Magic goes through the city, and if somebody said, hey, Irvin, would nobody would probably look around. Mm-hmm. Nobody would say a word. But you go, hey, Magic, you'd be like, ho, Magic Johnson? I mean, that's just the kind of cachet that he brings to the table.
Yeah, well, Elgin Baylor, another great Laker. I mean, it's impossible, because the Lakers have had so many great players. Like the Celtics have had great players. I mean, these franchises have had so many incredible players over the course of time that it's almost an impossibility to pick who the greatest. Like, we'd have the same thing if we had the greatest Celtic of all time. I mean, it just would be impossible. I don't even know where you begin to pick this. So I would say
most folks say probably Larry Bird.
Yeah, and there's Bill Russell.
Yeah, forgot about Bill Russell. Yeah, he got like rings for every finger. Yeah, my bad, Bill Russell.
I mean, and it goes on and on and on. So, I mean.
Would Kevin McHale be considered a great Laker?
You mean Celtic?
That's what I meant, Celtic. Kevin McHale, yeah. Would he be considered a great one?
John Havlicek.
Yeah. He and Robert Parrish.
Yeah, Parrish.
The big three, the original big three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would you have him on your list here? Because I'm not sure that would be the case.
I would have him on my Celtics list.
Why are we talking about Celtics?
I don't know.
No, I was just thinking because I'm having
a conversation.
Because I'm going back to the time when I was younger, and I remember them playing all the time. I mean, and they used to go at it.
I mean, because you're leaving Tommy Heinsohn off. I mean, there's
Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy. I mean, there's a lot. There are just more than a couple.
But back to these Lakers.
Yeah, back to the story that we were supposed to be talking about.
It would be tough for me, because Jerry West was my first all-time favorite player. And having watched him suffer through all those years of not winning a title until they finally got the one, I always admired his tenacity in trying to lead the Lakers to the championship. And now, he had help with Will Chamberlain, obviously, but mm-hmm. until they won one, boy, they were the sad sack Lakers, because they couldn't get past the Celtics.
If you've ever seen the NBA's logo, right? You think about the NBA logo. Do you know who the player is on the NBA logo? That's Jerry West. That is Jerry West. And by the way, Jerry West, one of the truly great executives in the history of the NBA. It was Jerry West that got Kobe Bryant to L.A. Because, you know, on that list that you have there, you know, if you look at it, the Wilt and Kareem and Magic and Kobe, Magic was the only one they drafted.
Oh, yeah, they traded for the rest of the month.
Yep. Well, I think Kareem and Wilt and Kobe were all trades, yeah. Yep. Kobe Bryant was almost a Charlotte Hornet. A lot of D-bots helped that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.